Good morning. We want to welcome everybody. We're so glad that you're here with us on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost. And we've gathered together to worship the Lord and join in and with our praise and our songs and our prayers and experience God's grace and presence in a very special way. A little bit later on, we'll be asking that question, does God seem silent? And what happens during those times? But I'll have some answers, I hope. Maybe. So we'll see. It's okay. You can laugh. Yeah. You're not going to offend me. So, in fact, my joke later on is about preachers. So, yeah. Anyway, so we're glad that you're here today, and we pray that God's presence will and love will surround you. So let's stand as we join together and begin and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Join together for our call to worship found there in the bulletin. Invited by God,
we gather to worship.
Partnering with Christ,
we gather to grow in faith.
Empowered by the Spirit,
we gather to change the world.
Yes, we do. Well, let's join together there, 698. When we all get to heaven, you can turn or follow along on the PowerPoint. We're doing all four verses this morning.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we will sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will heaven. What a day of rejoicing there will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Sing the chorus again. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Beloved God, as we gather in the shelter of your love, focus our hearts and our minds on the beauty of this moment and the blessings of our lives. Strengthen our call as your partners in ministry to the world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to turn to hymn number 46 next. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. Or you can follow along in the PowerPoint. We're doing all 5 verses this morning. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ear, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and lead your lame for joy.
Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. Oh, okay. Well, we'll miss them. We're missing some others, but that's okay. We're glad that you're here today. Because every time you guys come, it's a great thing. Because if you're not here, guess what? I can't have this time with you. I wouldn't know what to do. Yeah, there's 4 of them. That's right. So, have you ever heard, and I don't know, adults will know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you guys will, but I'm going to ask you, and you can say, no, I've never heard of that before, or yes, I have. So, have you ever heard of the silent treatment?
No.
Okay. So, that's when you try to talk to your friend, and they don't talk back to you. They kind of give you the silent treatment. And they go, now, let me ask, have you ever had one of your friends do that to you?
No.
Okay, once. Okay. As you get older, that'll happen. That'll happen. Yeah. And, yes. And so, I don't know. Sometimes somebody could be mad at us. Maybe your friend's mad at you. And you don't know why. Or, but it's crazy. You know what? Sometimes there are people that think God has given them the silent treatment. That God is not really caring. That God is not good. That God doesn't really love us like we always talk about it. And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And that's what I want you to know this morning. That even in times when it may seem or you may feel like God doesn't, you need to always remember God does. Just like you blurted out, but He does love us. And I love that that you said that, by the way. Because God does love us. And God cares. And God hears us every time we pray. And we can always go to our Bibles and open them up and read some of the stories about Jesus and what He taught us and everything. And you know what? When we read those things, God's talking to us and letting us know that He loves us and cares about us. So don't ever forget that, okay? Because right now, you know, if you're young and you just, but as you get older, sometimes life can get a little harder. Sometimes our friends can be meaner. And sometimes we try and say, God, what's going on? But just remember, God always loves us. And He's always listening. And we can tell God anything. Even when we're angry or mad, we can tell God. Because you know what? God loves us. And He already knows when we're mad or angry inside. So it's not going to surprise God and when we tell God that. And He listens and lets us get it out. Get that anger and frustration out. And He reminds us that we love. Okay? All right. You guys can head on downstairs for a fun time with Miss Rhea. They look pretty excited this morning, Miss Rhea.
Better be ready. As we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer. And we will let you do that this morning and then prepare our hearts for prayer. So somebody this morning, yeah.
I ask for prayers for Josh and Sydney. Tuesday is a very important day and then the weeks to come.
Okay. Definitely want to do that. Yes. And we've been praying for them. They've been on our monthly list, and I have a hunch about what's going to be going on. So yes, and they definitely want to pray during that time. I saw a couple other hands.
Yeah, my girlfriend Margie Davis had hip surgery. I met her yesterday. She's doing well, but she asked for continued prayer. Okay. She had hip surgery and then also her grandson Oscar was diagnosed Monday with leukemia. He did get to come home yesterday, and so
good, because when she posted that on Facebook, it just floored me. Yes, and so we want to remember Josh and Sydney, Margie, and Oscar this morning, lifting them up. I saw a couple other hands. Where?
Well, my sister Marianne family, she's near death.
Okay. Yeah. definitely want to keep Mary and the family in the prayers. Yes, we understand that. So we got to. Okay. We can lift her up. I'm trying to think. I think I took her off the monthly already.
She was cancer free, and now I think it's cancer back.
It's some other things, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, and I've seen where sometimes people have some side effects from their treatments that can happen sometimes, and so definitely want to keep Mandy in our prayers, and then, yeah.
Israel.
Yes, the situation going on in Israel and Hamas and all of that, and yes, that's kind of turned into a real mess there, and definitely need prayers for that. Somebody else, yes.
I forgot Brian Rice, keep him on the phone.
Yes, thank you for that.
He's been diagnosed with a type of leukemia that's said to be treatable, but definitely have to.
Yes, that was another one I was really shocked about that I had heard this week too. Ryan Rice, if some of you remember Mrs. Rice, that was the second grade teacher for years and at Miami East, and now she's a board member and her son, isn't it?
Yes,
her son. I thought I saw another hand. Can we get another one? Yep.
I have two unspoken.
Okay. Yes, unspoken, definitely. We want to remember the farmers as they are in the field. They've been going at it here over the last week or two. And thank God, although I did hear somebody tell me, I was at a volleyball game or something, I think I heard there was a fire in the field. Thank God it wasn't on the combine. And one day I was driving by and I saw as he was dumping, and when he got done dumping, he was blowing off all the dust off the combine before he was heading down again because of how dry it was. We thank God for that rain. That probably really helped in the midst of everything. Any others then this morning?
And helping with BBS, he is missing all that, but he's hoping to bring his family the next time he comes. So keep him in his prayers that we can get stuff situated here so he can come and visit.
Yeah, that would be wonderful to be able to, especially to meet his family that we don't know anything about. And was there another hand? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Several unspoken ones then this morning. And anybody else then?
So much trouble, but I have a joy. Thursday I had a trial, very bad trial, and there are three children who are now going to be adopted into a loving family, and I'm just so happy.
Thank God for that, yeah. Yeah, I know. God bless those people that do that. That's not an easy thing. One of my professors in college that had pastored for 25 years and was professor of theology and pastoral care and stuff like that. He worked for the state of Florida in that department with counseling. And he did it for like 5 years. And he said, Jason, I had to get out of it. It just got so bad at times, the stories of what you heard about. And yeah, so that's not an easy thing. So thank God for those CASA workers and that helped to do that, and so many things. And our church has been involved with missions to that, with gifts and different things during the holidays to those kids. And so that's a blessing. And I didn't share, I know Rhea's already downstairs, but we got a call from one of the counselors at the school, and we were able to help. I believe it got taken care of, right?
Yes.
Okay, because Rhea came in a little late today bringing Harry. We got to help three kids, I believe, at the school with winter clothes, because when it started getting cold, they didn't have anything. And yeah, so I was glad that we were able to do that and help. That'll be coming out of the local missions fund. So any other? Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, especially in the middle of harvest time. It's a tough time to experience that. I was talking to John at school, their son, and he said they've been going at it. So, yeah, definitely want to keep Rob in our prayers. Did I see another hand? Right. Okay, go ahead. Ah, yes, yes, that's, yeah. Thank you, yes. Many of you know I don't usually take political sides. I don't promote that here at the church, but we do need to pray about that because it's going to be what can happen and what can go forward and deal with the things that need to be dealt with for our nation. So, yes. Any others then? Yes.
Quickly, Jason, just two. One, I've got some really big events this week that I need to deal myself with on Tuesday and Friday. I don't know if this was a joy or concern, but Karen and Megan, they're in Key West, and they'll be coming home on Tuesday. I don't know if I'm happier.
Yes, that's a joy. Yes. So, yeah. Any others then? Any others? And you know what? I don't know why, but isn't it great to be a part of the body of Christ? You know, I was thinking about that. I've said this so many times. I don't know how people make it that don't have family or loved ones or a church family or prayer or God or any, you know, I am very grateful that I can get in the car and drive and talk to God and joyfully or angrily at times, and know that God understands what I'm going through and facing. And so there's just a lot of needs there that have been mentioned, and some of those names that maybe comes to your mind during the prayer time, and maybe some of your concerns that you couldn't share that you want to lift up to the Lord during that time she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause this morning, we are thankful that we have the privilege and the blessing to be a part of the body of Christ, the family of God, and that we can be there for one another, that we can pray for one another, we can rejoice with one another, we can cry with one another in so many situations that we face in life. And we just thank you for that joy and privilege that is just so wonderful. And Lord, thank you that you hear us. As I said to the kids this morning, even when we feel like you are silent, God, we know that we can talk to you and that you hear and that you work in behind the scenes and that you love us so. And so we ask today as that you would minister to those that have been lifted up today and mentioned. Lord, we think of Josh and Sydney, God, as they go in this week. We pray that you will just bless and grant favor and grace and work your wonders on their behalf for this time. Lord, we lift up Margie to you, God, and we ask that your continued healing strength and grace will be with her. We lift up Oscar and Ryan right now, both that we heard this week have been diagnosed with a treatable form of leukemia. And God, we are grateful that it is the treatable kind and that it can be taken care of. So we pray for wisdom and guidance for the doctors as they work with them. We pray for healing and grace and faith and strength in the midst of this. And Lord, we pray for their family members, Lord, that you would give them courage and strength during these times. And Lord, we lift up Mary to you, God. Lord, we just commit her into your hands. We ask for peace and grace for the family, Lord. We pray for Mandy, Lord, this morning. Whatever these health issues are, God, we just lift them up to you and ask that you would grant your grace and your healing touch. We pray for Rob, Lord, with this bronchitis, God, that you would do your healing work and that you would restore him to wholeness. I know it's going to be hard for him to sit still in the midst of this season with everything going on in the fields and stuff, but just be with him, we pray. Lord, we pray for JP, Lord, this week on Tuesday and Friday, whatever the situations there that's going on, that you'll just grant grace and peace and wisdom, God, and that you will lead and guide, we pray, and we're so thankful for that. Lord, we pray for the situation going on in Israel, between Israel and Hamas, and the violence and the warring that is going on. Oh God, we just pray for your intervention and that you would work in that and help them to get that all solved somehow peacefully, Lord, as only you can do. Lord, we've also seen loss of life there. And God, we just pray for your grace and peace in the midst of all of that. We lift up these several unspoken requests, God, that you would minister to each one of those needs. Maybe there are those this morning that couldn't share, but lifted up a need to you or a person or whoever that might be, a situation to you during prayer. God, we just agree with them, Lord, on behalf of them, that you would minister and work there as only you can. We pray for the farmers in the fields, God, that you will continue to protect them and watch over them. And we thank you for the wonderful harvest that I've already been hearing stories about from some of them. And we thank you for your blessings and your grace. And Lord, we pray that you will just grant wisdom coming up with Congress, with this next Speaker of the House, Lord, that you would guide and direct there. And for all of them, nationally, and our president, and statewide, and our governors, God, that you'll continue to grant wisdom and grace as only you can do, because they are leading our nation. And we pray that you will guide and direct. And we thank you for those things. And Lord, we just continue to ask your continued blessing upon us as a congregation, Lord, that you'll continue to use us in our missions projects that are coming up here into the fall here and into the holidays. God, that you'll continue to give us wisdom and guidance and blessing, that we will know what exactly to do and how you want to lead us, that we might be a blessing into our communities and all of our outreaches in every areas. Thank you for every one of the leaders that work in those areas. Thank you for the workers and all of that. And we pray for your grace and your strength and faith during this Carmel season. And we pray that we will continue to be able to use the monies to be a blessing and outreach with missions as we have been. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of the service. We pray that you'll continue to lead and guide and bless, and your presence will be real. As we break the bread of your word, may you just encourage us and speak to us and let us know that we are not alone. For we are grateful for all of these things as we ask him in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer. And I know it does make a difference in people's lives. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And so if you have your offering envelopes and your change ready or your dollar bills, and we have the opportunity to be a blessing. And so we thank God for all of His blessings in our lives. So as our ushers come, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Gracious One, we offer our gifts as tokens of our gratitude. Bless our gifts and our energy so they will bless others in need in our community and around your world for the sake of Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm, well, what's going on here? Whew. I'm going to say, I keep having trouble with my technology. Our reading today is from our lectionary psalm today, Psalm 19. And we're going to be reading the entire psalm this morning. And so it's three slides, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Heaven is declaring God's glory. The sky is proclaiming His handiwork. One day gushes the news to the next, and one night informs another what needs to be known. Of course there's no speech, no words. Their voices can't be heard, but their sound extends throughout the world. Their words reach the ends of the earth. God has made a tent in heaven for the sun. The sun is like a groom coming out of his honeymoon suite. Like a warrior, it thrills at running its course. It rises in one end of the sky. Its circuit is complete at the other. Nothing escapes its heat. The Lord's instruction is perfect, reviving one's very being. The Lord's laws are faithful, making naive people wise. The Lord's regulations are right, gladdening the heart. The Lord's commandments are pure, giving light to the eyes. Honoring the Lord is correct, lasting forever. The Lord's judgments are true. All of these are righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than tons of pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, even dripping off the honeycomb. No doubt about it. Your servant is enlightened by them. There is great reward in keeping them. But can anyone know what they're accidentally done wrong? Clean me out of any unknown sin and save your servant from willful sins. Don't let them rule me. Then I'll be completely blameless. I'll be innocent of great wrongdoing. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, that is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add His blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, I'm going to share one with you. I was kind of going through my piles of jokes, and I ran across this one, and I haven't shared this in years, but I know you all know it because it was famously told very often by Jim Pence. So here you go. Gladys Dunn had recently moved into a retirement community in a small town in Florida. One beautiful Sunday morning, she walked to a church not far from her apartment. She was in awe of the beautiful church as well as the music from the choir. She wasn't too impressed with the sermon, though. She thought it was kind of boring. And as she looked around the church, she noticed that many of the parishioners were nodding off to sleep. When the pastor finished, he encouraged his congregation to greet those sitting close to him. Gladys turned towards the man sitting on her left. He too had fallen asleep and was yawning and stretching, trying to wake up. He smiled at her, and Gladys returned the smile. She politely offered her hand and said, "I'm Gladys Dunn." And the man replied, "You and me both." Okay, let me help you with a joke. I'm glad he's done. We are not alone. We are not alone. You know, our world is flooded with words. There's so much noise today. In fact, it can be overwhelming at times. But ironically, in the midst of all the noise, we can feel alone or feel like God is silent. It's almost like standing at the bottom of a long stairwell, looking up and wondering if anybody's going to answer. The light is off, and even though we knock and call out for a response, nothing happens. No answer is heard. Not even a stir, to use the old Christmas story. Many people have struggled, or maybe you currently are struggling with divine silence. And to make matters worse, it can grind on for days, weeks, even months. That awful silence can make us feel alone. And believe it or not, Psalm 19, a grand psalm that directs our attention beyond ourselves, has something to say about those anguishing times. Two things that I want you to hear this morning that remind us that God is with us and we are not alone. First of all, creation reminds us that we are not alone. Amazingly, and it's beyond understanding and our fathom to understand it, amazingly, the universe reveals that God is with us. Somehow, creation conveys that God is with us. And did you catch the psalmist, how the psalmist said that? God is with us using no words, no speeches, or no voices. Think of it this way. Every time we look out up at the stars at night, or we look out our windows and see God's handiwork, it should remind us that we are not alone. I don't know about you, but I love the fall. And the last few days, and I know it got a little chillier yesterday and today, but the last few days, the sunshine, the orange leaves, the cooler weather, just the beauty, it always just amazes me. And I'm so thankful during that time and season. It's just a nice time to drive and put your moonroof open and let the breezes come in and just enjoy life and what we have. And all of those things. The psalmist even says that our star, soul, the sun that we refer to, exemplifies the beauty and wonder of God. Think about the sun's size, the exact temperature, and the exact distance from our planet provides us with just the right amount of heat. Too much heat and no life could be here. Not enough heat and no life could be here. Think about that for a moment. Letting us know that God is there and we are not alone. Amazingly. Second aspect of that creation reminding us is steadily, the universe reveals that God is with us. The psalmist in several of those verses talks about day and night, creation displays the glory and wonder of God. Each day, the sun emerges like a bridegroom coming out of the house on the first day of married life. Or the sun runs its course like as if the sun is a jubilant celestial jogger in a race. The sun is just right on time every day. Over and over again, creation testifies to God's glory. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever said something to somebody over and over again to make a point? I'm sure you have, especially some of our teachers in here. Creation is making its point day in and day out. Just, listen to this, just by being there. Just by being there. Without saying a thing, without any words, without any voice, letting us know we are not alone. Creation reminds us we're not alone. Second thing in there is Scripture reminds us that we are not alone. What's going on here? God's instruction is a witness to the one who is with us. The word that's used here is Torah. God's instruction, God's teachings for years. You go into the old English versions, it said God's law, the law, the law. But that's not what the Hebrew word means. It means instruction or teaching. So whatever God gives us, in whatever form it may be, God is instructing or teaching us. And God's instruction or teaching is a witness to the one who is with us. In the first six verses, and you probably wouldn't pick up on it in your English Bibles, the psalmist speaks of God, or the Hebrew word El, El, the creator, the supreme God of all gods, who is distinct from creation. But then in verses 7 through 14, the psalmist shifts, and instead of saying God, El, the psalmist talks about the Lord, Yahweh, the great I Am, the rock and redeemer, the one who covenants with us in relationship. I think that's important. You're probably like, oh, there he goes off on those words again. Well, this is important why that is. Because in one picture, you have the distant God of creation. And in the other picture, you have a God that wants to be near to us and love us and covenant with us. And God's more personal, loving covenant name, Yahweh, reminds us that God is immanent with us and in relationship with us, letting us know we are not alone. And then obviously, as I've shared, I think in a couple weeks ago, my message, God's instruction lights our path. You know, if you think about it, when God spoke to Abraham, God spoke to Sarah, God spoke to Moses, God spoke to David, God spoke to the prophets, God spoke to the sages, God spoke to the psalmists, the singers, the leaders. When God spoke to us through Jesus and his followers, their stories brought faith and light to people. And we know, and some of you in here probably have been through it, we know that Scripture has been used by people to hurt and harm others for whatever reasons and motivations. But I want you to see this morning that we know that God has also brought that instruction because God desires it to bring life, wisdom, joy, light. I love how it says it. I love how it says that, the psalmist says it, to light up our eyes. Have you ever seen somebody that has dark, dreary eyes before? It means depression and despondency and downheartedness. But God's word can help to bring light to our eyes and enliven us and revive us and restore us. But not only that, but using the New Testament imagery, faith, hope, and love to people everywhere, reminding us that we are not alone, that we serve a God who loves us dearly. The little closing there at the end where the psalmist gets real personal and open says, oh God, cleanse me. Don't let anything lead me astray and off the target. And then he closes with those famous words that I use for, gosh, I don't know how many years, and then I switch. I usually switch around. May the words of our mouths, I'm going to plural us for all of us. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. And as I was thinking about that and thinking about this message, I was reminded that maybe God at times may seem silent. But I want you to know that God is communicating. We just got to be looking with open eyes. Creation, Scripture, God is speaking. Look and listen for God this week. We are not alone. Amen and amen. Well, you can take a few minutes this morning and greet one another, shake a few hands if you'd like to, and then we'll close out with our a little chorus bind us together, Lord, as we finish the service today. Or sorry. Yes, sorry. Bind us together with us. Sorry, blessed be the ties that bind, yes. I know, I kept thinking of both of those this week. Yeah, we sang that last Sunday. Yeah. So did you talk to... I agree. If you'd like to sing out of the hymn book, or you can follow along, we're going to sing all four verses since they're so short this morning. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, fellowship of kin. Join together for our benediction as brothers and sisters in Christ go forth to share love. Go with the blessing of God, the strength of Jesus Christ, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.